This is a continuing episode about the film The Xenophobes. The series started at episode 342.
Mommy's an angel of peace. She will stop the fighting.
You've got a husband and two kids. And Cottrell is...
I'm Lancer Kind. I co-wrote a science fiction film called The Xenophobes. It's about a crew of astronauts who traveled 60 years to make first contact with an alien civilization. And things, didn't go the way anyone expected. Not for the characters, and honestly, not for the people who made the film either. We shot this film during a pandemic. Our lead actor flew from Moscow to Manhattan, Kansas, through borders that were closing behind her. Our director was also our cinematographer and our editor, and the story we ended up telling feels even more relevant now than when we wrote it. These are some of the folks who brought this film to life. They were the actors, the director, support staff, and the technical staff. In this episode, we hear from Mor Benheim, one of the actresses and one of the crew of The Jerusalem.
My name is Mor Benheim, and I play Alice Abraham, and I'm the lieutenant of communication on the ship.
Right on.
Yeah.
So you're like the new Uhura, so yeah.
I guess.
Those are big shoes to fill. I mean, she did that a long time.
Yeah.
So where are you from?
Originally from Israel.
Oh, wow.
But I live now in Hawaii.
Oh, nice. How long have you lived in Hawaii?
5.5 years. Oh. But in the United States for 12 years. Yeah. I moved here right after the military service.
Okay.
In Israel, it's mandatory to serve. Women have to serve 2 years in the military.
Uh-huh.
The IDF.
Uh-huh.
Israel Defense Forces. And I had nothing to do with communication back then.
What?
Yeah, I know, right? I was an operations sergeant.
Okay. I was wondering if it was either that or you're very skilled at killing people. And that,
yeah, yeah,
and
maybe, that too.
Maybe work that in the film.
Among other things.
Right, among killing, other things.
Yeah. I wish I could kill someone there, but...
We call them logistical operations, but over there that really means something completely else.
Probably, yeah. That's only, yeah.
That's a cover.
Yeah.
What brought you to Xenophobes?
So, I love sci-fi. I love watching sci-fi. This would be probably my favorite thing, genre of movie. And when I saw the breakdown of the script and the characters, I was immediately intrigued. I didn't know it was in Kansas.
Yeah, it's a science fiction film. Kansas? Yeah. Where did that come in the picture?
Like The Wizard of Oz. That's sci-fi too.
That's true.
Anyway.
That's true.
Yeah.
What brought you on this path of acting?
Oh, wow. I always, not always. When I was young, I wanted to be a performer. I started as a dancer for a long time. I was a choreographer, but at the same time, I started learning acting. I started acting in high school, and I loved it immediately, but my dad kept telling me it's not a real job, and I should be a lawyer, or Mossad.
Oh, dad.
Or anything, yeah, I know, right? Or a secret agent, and I wanted to be everything when I was younger. And then I thought, what kind of a job would be that I can actually be everything? And acting was perfect, because I get to experience everything and fill any kind of shoes that I choose to. And it was really, yeah. And the moment that I stepped on stage, it was like just something clicked. And then I was watching a lot of films and shows all my life. And I felt, because many people come from theater and then they go to film, or not, they just stay in theater. I just felt like film is a little bit more intimate. And with the other person, they're just in front of you, rather than, you know, than the theater.
The audience. Yeah.
Exactly. That you have to really share everything with the audience.
Why not have an audience of one? What's wrong with that?
Exactly. Yeah. And then I moved to Oklahoma. I lived there for 3 years to save some money.
Okay.
Before I moved to LA. I lived in LA for 2 years. The city was very big for me. And I needed the break after 2 years, so I moved to Hawaii.
Kind of rest after all that LA, huh?
Yeah. But I think I'm ready to go back.
Wow.
Because I have an agent over there, but it's still really hard to commute. You know, it's like the 6-hour flight for an audition and that. But now that everything is self-tapes and all that, so it's much easier to get cast on the project.
It's a 6-hour commute.
Six-hour flight.
Flight from Hawaii to LA. LA.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That seems short in one way, but it's really long another way. Totally get you.
Oh yeah.
Hawaii's really far away.
No, it is. But there's a lot of stuff going on in Hawaii too. We have a few shows. There's a lot of movies that are coming in over there. But yeah, I was blessed to be part of this project.
Cool. Yeah.
When I read the script, I was immediately intrigued, and I was like, yeah.
So what intrigued you? Can we dig into that?
I feel that there's few stories that coming together from the mission leaving Earth with all this respect and you know, the mission to actually change Earth. And it's going to change Earth forever. And then our failure. Can I say that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, is a spoiler. Yeah. And our
We can fix anything in editing. But.
Our like failed mission. And then coming back to Earth, that most people didn't even know about this mission because it's been so long since we left.
Yes.
And us experiencing time differently up there, and coming back to Earth, and not recognizing where we at, and then. The fortified food. It's just like all these stories coming together, and I just loved it that going through this journey with Alice, with Abraham. Because normally when you go into a movie, there's like starting point, middle, and end. And this one had a lot of things in between that I really liked. And it was as an actress, actor point of view, and I was like, wow, that will be really interesting to take part of and see how I adjust myself and how I experience those moments and failures and success sometimes. And
so it's not just an action flick where you show up and
no.
It's a different kind of movie.
And
sounds like you're attracted to that, the more I would call it intellectual, but not, I don't want to make it sound like it's oot or something like that. It's not that far, but it's the cultural story.
Yeah, I feel like it's more than just a regular action movie. It just has so many layers, and it's really made it really made me think about how the world is right now, that we're ruining it and not even noticing. And then maybe 60-100 years from now, we're not gonna recognize it.
So what was your favorite scene?
When we landed on Gliese and we were trying to communicate with the robot. Yeah. And actually having that moment of hope that we're almost there. And then everything went to...
Success is so close.
I'm not supposed to say that, but yeah. Our hopes were... You know, we finally got there. We landed. We were so excited about it, seeing it with our own eyes, and then they burst our bubble, and we had to turn back.
That would be rough. It was a long mission, and show up and just
6 years, like my line, 6 goddamn years, and then another 6 to home.
That's a long.
And we didn't accomplish anything.
Did this movie pose any questions to you about our society?
Completely.
Any particular thing come to mind?
Okay, so. high fructose corn syrup.
Oh.
It's in everything.
Yeah.
And they can easily replace it with something else that will make us non-violent or not human anymore.
Mm.
And we're not going to be aware. Or, you know, because when you look at the ingredients now and stuff, you half of it you cannot even pronounce.
Right.
And yeah, that's the main thing that I came to think about.
Food safety is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Keep the science out of food.
I avoid everything with high fructose corn syrup, so.
Me too, yeah.
Hopefully I'll be violent forever. No.
So, now this is a little bit of a strange question, but, you know, do you think you are xenophobic in any way? Do you ever get tired out being around other people?
Sometimes. But I would not say it as xenophobia.
Mm.
I don't hate people. I think I can always adjust to other people, even when I don't agree or their energy doesn't serve me well or doesn't agree with me. I would stay as long as I can. And when I can't, I'm just going to disappear. I'm just going to leave.
Gracefully bow out.
Yeah. Growing up in Israel, too, it's really complicated because we taught not to hate, but that we're not supposed to do this, and we're not supposed to hang out with those people, or we're not supposed to be friends with those people, or we're not supposed to eat this and do this and all that. And it's not xenophobia, but it's the closest thing that I can imagine to it. And growing up and leaving Israel to expand my horizon and see many types of people and, you know, places, it really opened me up to everything else that exists. Because living over there, it's very secluded little bubble that we're in.
Wow. All right. Any kudos or call-outs to cast and crew you want to mention?
Oh, yeah. Our amazing cast. Helena, which is not here, she was helping out a lot on set, too. And just... And, well, everyone, Penny and Eric and Allie, Nancy, wonderful Nancy, and Ed, and Kristen, Yael, Ed, and Yulan.
Thank you.
Thank you for this wonderful script, you and Hal. It's been such a great experience. Hold on. And Charlie and Caleb.
Yes.
And everyone, they're so wonderful. If I forgot anyone, I'm so, so sorry. But they put me on the spot here.
Yes, yes. She wasn't pretty. I didn't show her the questions ahead of time. Just sprung them on her.
Yeah. While I was reciting Shakespeare in my head. Thank you for this opportunity. And yeah, and it's going to be a good one.
All right, great. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
The Xenophobes is available right now on Amazon Prime Video. You can rent it for around $4 if you watch it and enjoy it. The single best thing you can do for us is to leave a star rating and a review on Amazon. And for goodness sakes, tell your friends to watch it too. For an indie film like ours, every review helps new people find us. You can find behind-the-scenes photos and updates on our Facebook page at facebook.com/apistrophepictures. There is a link in the show notes. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. If you're using a podcast player, they're right there in the interface. If you downloaded the show from a website as an MP3, go back to the website where you got the MP3 and you will see the show notes there. And if you want more about the making of the film, or some cool banners, type into your favorite search engine, lancerkind.com/xenophobes/banners. There, the magic of the search engine will bring you right to my doorstep, and you will be able to click and download whatever banner you need for whatever social media situation you've got. Sport your colors and show off to people about this film. So that will help spread the word, and we will love that. You should download your Xenophobes banner today. Next episode, we meet Jess Weaver, who plays Commander Paula Cattrall,
what's your favorite scene?
I'm so excited for when they land on Cleese, because I think that there's so much leading up to this moment, and then that moment where Shreya and Abraham and Herzog, and they're interacting with the messenger robot and the Gleesian through this. There's so much leading up to that, and then we get to that moment, and that moment is awesome.